ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Pei Dalet. In the Mishnah Daf Pei Dalet Amar Aleph, we have a Yisaitis Dika Machloikis between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon holds that Kol Shep Sulei Ba'Kodesh HaKodesh Mekabloi. Lo'i Hoyop Sulei Ba'Kodesh Ein HaKodesh Mekabloi. Any type of psul that's Psulei Ba'Kodesh, which Rashi teaches, Mishabos La Azara Nifsala, if the psul happened after it entered the Azara, so then such a type of psul, the Kodesh is Mekabalit, and there's a din of Imolu La Yerdu. But if it's Loi Hoya Psulei Ba'Kodesh, that means the psul happened before it came into the Azara. For example, Reveya, Nirva, Muktza, Nevat, etc. These type of psulim have a din that ain't HaKadosh Mekabloi, they have a din to be Yerdu. Rav Yehuda argues on Rav Shimon and holds that there are three exceptions where we say that they have a din to be Yerdu, which is Nishchat Balayla, Nishbach Doma, and Yotza Doma Chutzla Kloim. The Gemara explains that Rav Yehuda bases his opinion on the fact that there's three miyutim, Zois Hi Ha'ayla. So we say that the three miyutim are being memayit these cases of nishchato balayla, nishbach doma, and yotza doma chutzla kloim. Rashi's masber, why did he choose to be memayit these things? Zok Rashi, umestaber dahani memayit shepsul on lefnei zrika. Since their psul happened before the zrika took place, so therefore they are more chomer dike psulim. The carbon didn't have a zrika yet. So on that we say that yerdu. Rav Shimon holds no. Since we have a drasha of Tairas, so we say Taira Achas L'chol Ha'aylin, Mitzad Sheni, we have a miut of Zeus. So we say that the drasha, the riboy of Tairas, is coming to include anything that's Psulei Ba'Kodesh, and the miut of Zeus is coming to exclude anything that's not Psulei Ba'Kodesh. The Gemara Namid Beis is Masber, how come Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir other Psulim that are also Lifnei Zrika, like Londama, Kiblu Psulin, Vizarku as Damai? These are also cases where there was a Psul of Nezrika. Why is Rav Yehuda Maida over there that they have a din of Imolu LaYerdu? The Gemara's Masber, because those other Psulim have a Hechsher, B'makei Macher. For example, Lon by Dam is Kosher because Lon is Kosher by Emurin. That lon emurin have a din of imalu lo yerdu. Lon be emurin is kosher, has a din of imalu lo yerdu because lon is kosher by basar. Rashi says basar shlamim is nechal lishnei yamin. Yotze, if the emurin were yatsu, which l'chayre lefi Rashi means they were yatsu lifnei zrika, because we're only trying to find chilukim over here within psulim lifnei zrika. Zakta Gemara, why Yotsu Emurim Lefnei Zrika have a din of him Olu La Yerdu? Zakta Gemara, because Shehai Yotze Kosher Bebama. Because since we find that Yotze is Kosher by Bama, Bama doesn't have a din, there's no Mechitzis by Bama. So since it has a Hechsher B'makai Macher, therefore Yotsu Emurim are Lo Yerdu. The Gemara continues that Tomei, the reason why Rav Yehuda says that by Tomei there's a din of Imolu lo yerdu that's Hoyel v'hutar la'avoidas tzibur, chutz lezmanai is because it's meratza l'pigulai, chutz l'mekaymai is iskish to chutz lezmanai, and kiblu psulin v'zarku es damai is only by those psulin that are chozu la'avoidas tzibur, like a Tomei. The Gemara asks, v'chidon in davar shaloi behechsheirai midavar shabehechsheirai, how could you learn out Lon Emurin from Lon Basar? Lon Basar, that's Hechsherei Bekach. A Basar Shlomim is Nechal Lishnei Yomim. How could you learn out Lon Emurin from Lon Basar? And how could you learn out Yotze by Mikdash from Yotze by Bama, where there is no Mechitza? Says the Gemara, Tana Azois Teiras Ha'ayla Riba Samichle. He's Samich on the Riboy of Zeus Teiras Ha'ayla. Since he has a Riboy, so we're Mukim, the Riboy on things that have a hechsher b'makei macher, even though it's shaloi behechsherei mi behechsherei. This is the Gemara. Tosfos in Dibur HaMaschil Haga Yotzei Sharei Yotzei Kosher Rebama is bothered
that the same way Rav Yehuda is machsher yoytzei of a vare oila and a murin, because it has a hechsher by bama, why don't you say the same thing by yoytzei of dam? Why does Rav Yehuda say that yotze dama is pasul? Why don't you say the same thing? Since it has a hechsher bibama, it should be kosher. Like the Gemara's Masber, that we could learn out shaloi behechsheroi from davar shebehechsheroi, because tana zeis teiras ha'oila riba samichlei. So maishna yotze dama from yotzu a murim or a vare oila. So Tosis answers with a yisoid. He says two mahalchim which are similar, that dam, the hechsher of dam is more chomer than the hechsher of a murim. Tosis in the first mahalach explains that the hechsher dam chomer v'loy alfinan mibama im loy nimtza loy hechsher bifnim. The hechsher of dam is stricter, and you can't learn out from bama unless you found a hechsher bifnim, some sort of hechsher in the mikdash. Since by bama it's hechsheray bekach, you can't learn out. Zok Taisvis, that since the dam is a matir, the dam is matir the murin to be burnt on the mizbeach, by dam which is a matir, that's more chomer. And that's what Taisvis meant in the first teretz also. That hechsher dam chomer, that, and therefore you can only learn out from bifnim, that's because the dam is a matir. So Tosis is saying two similar mahalchim. Either because hechsher dam is chomer, so you need to find some sort of hechsher bifnim, but a hechsher by bama, which is bachutz, doesn't help. Or the nekuda is, you can't learn out from bama because it's hechsherei bekach. It's not, the chilek is not so much bifnim or by bama. The chilek is that you can't learn out shaloi behechsheroi from hechsheroi when it comes to dam hamatir. And with this, Tosis answers another question as well, that why, when it comes to lon bidam, does Rav Yehuda need to learn out that it works because lon is kosher by emurin, and lon emurin he learns out from lon basar. Why do we need two steps? Why can't lon by dam and emurin be learnt out directly from basar? Maishna, that lon dam needs to be learnt out from emurin, and then emurin from basar. Just go learn out lon dam directly from basar. Zaktaisis, no, with this you say. Since lon basar is hechsherei bekach, because shlomim is necha l'shneyamim v'laylo echad, you can't learn out that lon by dam should have a din of him olu layerdu directly from basar, because dam is a matir, it's more chomer. So you need to learn out lon bidam, that it should have a din of him olu layerdu, because lon emurin have a din of him olu layerdu. And how do you know lon emurin have a din of olu layerdu? That you can learn out from basar, because it's only by dam, which is the matir, that has this chomer, that it can't be learned out from something which is hechsherei bekach. So now, after we have the first Mishnah, the Machloikis, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Shimon, and we have the second Mishnah of the Machloikis between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, let's look at the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Psulei HaMikdashin, where he discusses the halachas of Kiddush Mizbeach, and let's see how he paskins in these machloikesim. So b'negeya, the machloikes, Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, it's of our Mishnah on Peidalet Amud Aleph, it's very clear in the Rambam in Perek Gimel, halacha vav, mehilchos psulei hamukdashin, zok the Rambam, v'chein behemas kotshim, shenishchato ba'layla, oy shenishbach doma, oy sheyotza chutz la'azara, im olos teired. The Rambam clearly paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. But what about B'nai Geya, the Machlekes, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua? Do you need Roy Le'ishim, or is it enough Roy La'mizbeach? Most Achroinim, including the Kesef Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, and so too the Taras HaKodesh and the Briskerov, named on that the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yeshua. It's Kamat Mefurish like that in the Rambam, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, Zok the Rambam, that v'chein zvachim shchutim sh'olu l'gabay ha-mizbeach mafshit u'menateach b'mkoyman v'chulei. And the Rambam says in the Hemshech of the Halacha, "Mipnei ma lo yirid hakoil elo yafshid v'yinateach b'reish ha-mizbeach shekol horoy le'ishim im olo l'reish ha-mizbeach lo yirid shenemar kol ha-negeh b'mizbeach yiktosh." Yochel af al pi she'enoi roi, Talmud loymar hi ha'oila al moikta, ma'oila shehi ru'uyo le'ishim, im olos le'teyreid, af kol ha'roi le'ishim, im olo le'yereid. So the Rambam, that you need ha'oila al moikta, just like oila is ru'uyo le'ishim, im olos le'teyreid, so to anything that's ru'uyo le'ishim, im olo le'yereid. So the Rambam brings Rabbi Shua's drasha of ru'uyo le'ishim. Also, the Rambam in Halacha Tezayin says, "Ve'elu im olu yerdu kol she'enai roi le'ishim b'sar kachim kachim b'sar kachim kalim moysar ha'emeru shiorei menachais u'shtei alechem alechem haponim v'akteres," etc. The Rambam brings the din of the Mishnah Pehei Amid Beis, but the Rambam adds the Hasbara that ve'elu im olu yerdu kol she'enai roi le'ishim. That lashon we don't have in the Mishnah Pehei Amid Beis. But the Rambam is saying it's einai roi le'ishim, which is Rabbi Shua's sprach. And the strongest raya is from the Rambam over there in Halacha Yudalit. The Rambam says that v'chein nisachim haboyin b'fnei atzman shenifsalu v'olu yerdu. So the Rambam, the Sochim that come b'fnei atzmon, that were nifsalu, and they went up, yerdu, you take them down. Why are you taking them down? Because of Rabbi Shua's halacha. According to Rabbi Gamliel, why are you taking down the Sochim aboim b'fnei atzmon? It's mefurish in the Mishnah on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph that ein bein divrei Rabbi Gamliel or divrei Rabbi Shua l'hadam ba nisachim. According to Rabbi Gamliel, Nisachim that were Olu are lo yerdu. So this is not just a raya from the Lashon of the Rambam. This is already a raya from the Etzem Halacha. The Halacha is not true according to Rabbi Gamliel. This is l'chayra a raya chazaka sheino leho tshuva. However, Rabbi Chaim in Hilchas Psulei HaMikdashin Perek Yudalit Halacha Beis argues on all these achroinim, and he says that the Rambam Paskins like Rabban Gamliel. And if my memory serves me correctly, I believe that Rabbi Shua said in Shir that when Rav Chaim dictated to the Brisker Rav what to write down in this shtickle, and he told him to write down that the Rambam Paskins like Rabban Gamliel, the Brisker Rav had a hard time writing it down because the Brisker Rav held that the Rambam clearly Paskins like Rabbi Shua. Where's Rav Chaim coming from to say that the Rambam passes like Rabban Gamliel? Rav Chaim brings two rayas. The first raya is from this that the Rambam passes in Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Tes, Mehilchus Psulei HaMukdoshin, that Uklei HaShoreis Mikadshin Dam HaPosel Likarev. Rav Chaim quotes the Rambam that Uklei HaShoreis Mikadshin Dam HaPosel Likarev L'chatchila, and that Uklei HaShoreis is Mikadesh the dam posel to be brought l'chatchila on the Mizbeach. So Rav Chaim says, that's only going according to Rabbi Gamliel. How could you say that a klishar says, Mekadesh dam posel likarev? I, Rabbi Shua, holds that you need royal le'ishim. It's a raya that the Rambam passes like Rabbi Gamliel. The Brisker Rav was niskasha in this raya of Rav Chaim, because the din of kiddush klishares is an independent halacha. The Mishnah says on Peivava Medalev, Kishem Shamizbeach Vakemesh Mikachin Asaroilahen, Kacha Kaila Mikachin. And the Gemara on Peizaino Medalev learns out, Klisharis Minayin Tamuloi Markolan Egea Bohem Yiktosh. So, who says that Rabbi Yeshua can't be Moida when it comes to Kiddush Klisharis, that Klisharis could be Mikadish, even Dam? The whole Machloikis, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, was Benegea Kiddush Mizbeach. By Kiddush Mizbeach, there's a machloikis. Do we darshan, hi ha'ilal meikta, that you need something that's roi le'ishim? Or no, hi ha'ilal meikta ala mizbeach, it's enough that it's roi la mizbeach. That's a machloikis b'negeah Kiddush Mizbeach. But Kiddush Klisharis is a tzveita halacha, and that's with its own drasha, Why can't Rabbi Yeshua be Maida? That Kiddush Kli Shares is Mekadesh. Anything that's royally Kli Shares. Dam is royally Kli Shares. So Kli Shares is Mekadesh it. Rav Berel was Masber, Rav Chaim's Raya, that Rav Chaim's going the Shitasai, that there was a Kasha that Rav Michal Rashis asked Rav Chaim ben Egeya, a Gemara later on Peizayin Amid Beis, which we'll see Bim Kaimai. And Rav Chaim told Rav Michal Rashis that this that klisharis is mekadesh dam pasul l'chatchila likarev, that's only b'tziruf, the din of Kiddush Mizbeach. That the klisharis is only mekadesh the dam le'inyin, that you can go do a maisis rika. But this that it's chal, a teiras rika, that's only b'tziruf, the Kiddush Mizbeach of afterwards. And that's why Rav Chaim said, when it's still in the Klisharis, it's still not a Bar Zrika, since the Hechsher Zrika only comes afterwards, B'Shas HaZrika, when you have the Kiddush Mizbeach. Like we'll see him Yitzhak Hashem later on. So Rav Chaim, L'shitasai, that holds that the Kiddush Klisharis only gives you the right to go make the Maisa Zrika. But this that it's Chal, the Teiras Zrika, is only B'tziruf, the Kiddush Mizbeach of afterwards, Al Karchach, then you have to say that the Rambam's paskening like Rabban Gamliel. Because according to Rabbi Yeshua, since there is no halacha of im olu lo yerdu on dam, so you don't have the Kiddush Mizbeach on dam, so how's the Kiddush Klisharis going to work, since the Kiddush Klisharis needs the tziruf of Kiddush Mizbeach? Rav Chaim's second raya is from a combination of what the Rambam says over there in Perek Gimel, Halacha Tesvav, and Halacha Zayin. In Halacha Tesvav, the Rambam says, Oif Shemolkai Zor V'Ola Lo Yered. If a Zor does Malika on an Oif, and you brought the Oif up, it's Lo Yered. However, the Rambam in Halacha Zayin paskins, like Rav Yehuda, that oisha kiblu hatmeim v'zorku es damai hoel v'ruyin ba'avaydas karben haba b'tuma. So by them we say emolu l'reisha mizbeach lo yerdu. By what type of psulin do we say that if they were mekabel and were zayruk the dam, there's a halacha of emolu lo yerdu? That's only by tmeim, because they're ruyin ba'avaydas karben haba b'tuma, like Rav Yehuda Shita. So Rav Chaim is bothered. How could the Rambam say in Halacha Tesvav that Oif Shemolkei Zor V'Olo Lo Yered, that even by a Zor that did the Malika it has Halacha of Lo Yered, and in Halacha Zayin the Rambam said that it's only by Tmeim that are Ruyin B'Avodas Karban Ababetuma? Zok Rav Chaim Al Karchach, the Rambam in Halacha Tesvav is talking about the Dam. There's a din lo yered on the dam that you have a right to be zayrik the dam. However, in Halacha Zayin, the Rambam is talking about the emurim. The emurim of sharp sulim that did a zrika, the halacha would be that the emurim are yerdu. Why? Zokter of Chaim, Ochei nire pashut, on the dam itself, by al psulim. This that the Rambam says that by shar psulim, there's no din of imolu layeredu. That's going on the emurin. Dare kaim alon de benishbach dama molso teirein. Because we paskin like Shitas Rav Yehuda that by Nishbach Dama im also Tered. V'im kein heichod de zarkai pasul aftal hadam ba'atzmai chal din lachmai shal mizbeach leheichoshev zrika v'lo yered, even though by zarkai pasul on the dam itself, it's chal din lachmai shal mizbeach to be considered a zrika v'lo yered, we call makayim kol zehu linin hadam atzmai. Masha enkein le'inin ha-karbin choshev doloi neskaima v'izriko klal, v'alkein le'inin ho'emurim havi dinam k'may nishpach adam de'yerdu. De'din nishpach toluim havi nishpach le'inin ha-karbin. V'im b'ha-karbin lo'y ho'yozriko, To become makim legabe hakorban havi nishbach v'alkein emalu ha'imurin yerdu v'rak betame demikri din eskaim azrika b'hakorban. So then havi dina demalu ha'imurin lo yerdu. Zok Rav Chaim zer geshmak that legabe the dam itself we consider by al psulim that there was azrika v'lo yered. And that's the Rambam in Halacha Tezvav, that by Oif Shemolkei Zor, Im also Leiteire, that's going on the Dam. The Dam has a din of Leyerdu. But as far as the carbon is concerned, that Zrika is only a Zrika in the Dam itself. But as far as the carbon is concerned, the carbon didn't have a Zrika. And therefore, as far as the carbon is concerned, it's considered Nishbach Doma. And therefore the Emurin are Yerdu. Because whether or not the Emurin are Yerdu, that's totally if the carbon had a Zrika. We want to know, as far as the Emurin are concerned, we want to know, are the Emurin part of a carbon that had a Zrika? Was that a Zrika that was Mayel, Legabe the Emurin? So since this Zrika is only a Zrika, Klape the Dam itself, but not Legabe the carbon, therefore the Emurin are Yerdu. Only by a Tomei that since he's Roy Bavoidas carbon Ababatuma, so then it's considered that the carbon had a Zrika. Since the carbon had a Zrika, then it's not Nishbach Dama, and therefore even the Emurin are Lo Yerdu. This is how Rab Chaim is Miyashiv the Stira between Halacha Zayin and Halacha Tesvav. In Halacha Tesvav that the Rambam said, Oif Shemolka Yizar, Im also loiteired. That's going on the dam. That the dam has a din of Im also loiteired. Pashtus Rav Chaim means that there's even a din to go be maze that dam lechatchila. Since there's a din that's chal Im also loiteired on the dam, there's a din lechatchila to go be maze the dam. There are those that want to learn that Rav Chaim just means that if you made a hazah already, it's chal a din kiddush mizbeach, that it's choshev a zrika on the dam, but not that there's a din to go make such a hazal l'chatchila, since Rav Chaim says, anyway, it's only a kiyum din zrika in the dam itself. There's no din to l'chatchila make such a din hazah. The Zevach Yaakov brings such a svara later on Daf Kuf Ches Amar Aleph, on page Ayin Ches, in his Sefer, B'Shem Rav Beryl. But it bothers me to say that, because then the Rambam is not telling you any din in Halacha Tezvav. The Rambam says, Oif Shemolka Yizor, I'm also loiteired. What's it negeya? That b'dievet, if you made a zrika already, the hazah already, it's loiteired? What's it negeya? That now what, you don't have to wipe the dam off the mizbeach? What, otu, there's a din, you have to wipe the dam off the mizbeach? Bishlama, if he's telling you that Oif Shemolka Yizor, I'm also loiteired, that go l'chatchila and make the hazah, then the Rambam is telling you a din. So the pashtus is that Rav Chaim is saying that it's chal din to be mazah the dam l'chatchila on the mizbeach. And that's a clear proof that the Rambam holds, like Rabban Gamliel, that it's shayach adin kiddush mizbeach on dam. Whereas the Rambam in Halacha Zayin that says that by sharp sulim, besides for el tameh, there's a din of Yerdu that's going on the Emurin, because since klapi the carbon, the Zrika wasn't moil, so klapi the carbon, it blives a Nishbach Dama, and we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that Nishbach Dama, the Emurin are Yerdu. How will the other Achroinim answer up this Raya, the Kesef Mishnah, Lecha Mishnah, all the other Achroinim, that Neman, that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yeshua, what do you do with Rav Chaim's Raya from Halacha Tesvav, that Oif Shemolka Yizor am also loiteire, Zok the Keren Oiron Daf Samaches, that the Rambam will learn, like Taisa says on Daf Samaches Amad Aleph, and Dibar Maschel Molak Vismoil, and also in the second Teretz, and also Taisa on Daf Pei Dalet Amad Beis, in Dibra Maschel Hagah, Yotze Shara Yotze Kosher Bebama, at the end of the Tosis in the second Teretz, that Rabbi Yehuda is Moida by Oif,
that kol shepsulay b'kodeshim olo lo yered. Because the three miyutim that the Gemara says are by behema. But by oif, even if you're going to have a malika balayla, even if you're going to have a yotzadama or a nishbachdama, it's going to have a din of loy teire. Taisis raya is, because the Mishnah says on daf samaches amid aleph, malak bismoil oi balayla has a din that it's not metame bebeis habliya. The halacha is, the Gemara says on daf samach tes, the klal is that a malika hamateres esa iser, which Taisis taiches means a malika which shafts the din of imolo lo yered, has halacha that it's not metame bebeis habliya. There's halacha of nivlas oif tahar is metame bebeis habliya, but a malika that's materes esa iser, a malika that shafts the din of imolo lo yeredu, has a din malika to be moitziyit midei nevela, that it's not metame bebeis habliya. And Taisus is bothered that who's the Mishnah going according to? L'chayra can't be going according to Rav Yehuda because it says Malak b'smoil oy balayla ein metame bebeis habliya. How could you say Malikas Laila is ein metame bebeis habliya, but Rav Yehuda holds that Nishchato balayla is teireid? So if it's teireid, then it should be metame bebeis habliya. It's not materes esa iser. And according to Rav Shimon, there's a problem that, and the Mishnah sounds like Malika Smail is puzzle. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, in the second paragraph, Chavdalan Amid Beis, Rav Shimon holds that Smail is not a problem. And Eibazai Malika Smail is a Malika Gemura. So Tosis in one tarot says that really it's going according to Rav Shimon, but Savarle Kavase Bechodo Polagale Bechodo. Inami moider Rav Yehuda ba'oif the kol shapsulei ba'kodesh emolo lo yered. So if the Rambam holds like Taisa's second teretz, then it's very geshmak, because since oif shemolka yizor is psulei ba'kodesh, it doesn't bother me that he's not chazi lavedas tzibur. All those svaris that Rav Yehuda says on peidalet amid beis, those are all svaris by behema, where you have the Gimel Miyuti, and we need to differentiate why are you being Mukim, the three Miyutim, by Nishchato Balayla, Nishpach Dama, Yatza Dama, rather than the other Psulim. So we need Svaris that it's Yesh Lehechshe B'makei Macher, it's Chazi Laveidas Tzibur. But when it comes to Oif, Kol She Psulei Bakkeidish Emolo Layered. So since this is a Psul that happened Misha Basla Zara, it's Psulei Bakkeidish, so therefore, it's loy yered. The Likutei Halachis from the Chafetz Chaim in Zevach Toida, he brings a third raya that the Rambam seems to paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, like the Sheet of Rab Chaim, because the Rambam says in Paragimel Halacha Zayin, Mehilchas Psulei HaMikdashim Avol Kachim Shalonu Bein Shalon Hadam Oy habasar, oy haemurim, and the Rambam has a whole list. Zokter Rambam, afapisha kol elu psulin im olu l'reisha mizbeach lo yerdu. When in the list the Rambam has by kachim shalonu, he has bein shalon hadam oy habasar oy haemurim. So the Rambam says klar that by lon hadam there's a din of im olu lo yerdu. The Chafetz Chaim understood that Rav Chaim is saying that by lon hadam, if you brought up a kais puzzle of dam that was lon, there's a din to be zayrikit lechatchila. That's Rabbi Gamliel's halacha, that by dam there's a din of imolu layerdu. It's interesting that Rav Chaim didn't bring this raya to be miyashiv this raya, and this could be also an answer why Rav Chaim didn't bring this raya in the first place, is because you could learn that when the Rambam says lon dama has a din lo yerdu, he doesn't mean that the dam itself has a din lo yerdu. He means that if it was lon hadam and you were zayrikit on the mizbeach, although you weren't supposed to be zayrikit lechatchila because we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua that there's no din of imolu lo yerdu on dam, you need roi le'ishim, but Tosfos says a big yesoid on Daf Pei Zayin Amid Beis and Dibur HaMaschil Kli Shoreis, which starts on Pei Zayin Amid Aleph, that the whole machloikis Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua is only if you were mala, a kois posel of dam, should you be zayrikit lechatchila. But avada, once you were zayrikit, Rabbi Yeshua is moida that there's a din of loyikan chanu. There's a din that once you were zayrikit, zaktaisvis, dafilu man deisle gabe damim olu yerdu moida bedam hanizrak de koltai mizbeach. El avada y loyikan chanu havi lekulei alma. Vim ololi loyere de kaomar hainu im ola bekli loyere elias rekenu bal karchai. But even Rabbi Shua's moida that there's a din of loyikan chenu. The Chazanish in Simon Yotessa Iskimel says loyikan chenu is lav dafka. We don't find any iser kinuach on dam after it was nizrak, where it was already nasa mitzvasa. There's also no chiv to be mekanech dam pasul. Tessa just means that it's considered as rika. It's considered as rika. Even according to Rabbi Shua, once this rika was done, we say that the mizbech is kailit it, is considered as rika. Memela zokte chazanish over there in Simin Yotess, Ois Gimel, that when Rabbi Yehuda says, and af pei dalet amid beis, mipnei ma omru, lon bidam kosher, shahare lon kosher bei murin, you don't have to say that Rabbi Yehuda holds, like Shitas Rabban Gamliel, that there's a din imolu lo yerdu on dam, like the pashtus of Lashin Rashi on pei dalet amid beis, that Rashi says, Lon bedam kosher shim ola lo yered. L'chayre Rashi sounds like he's going on the dam itself. Zokta Chazanish, you could learn that lo'aylam Rav Yehuda holds like Rav Yeshua, and lon bedam kosher means that if you made a zrikas hadam on this dam that was lon, then kosher means the emurin have a din of lo yerdu because it's not considered nishbach dama because the carbon had a zrika through the din of Kalte Mizbeach. So the Emurin are lo yerdu. And that you could be, zokt Rab David, in the Shiurei Hagoyin Rab Shulam David Alevi, that could be where Rashi means in the Mishnah, Pei Dalet Amid Aleph, when he says, Halon, Bein Dam, Bein Emurim. L'chayra, how could Rashi say, Bein Dam, Bein Emurim? L'chayra, that should be Toloi in the Machlekes, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Yeshua. So you could say, like the Avos Eson says on the Mishnayis, that Bein Dam means Aliba de Rabban Gamliel, and Bein Emurim, Aliba de Rabbi Yeshua. Aber Zok Rab David, no, you can learn that Rashi means Bein Dam, Le'inin, that if you made a Zrika on the Dam, that it's Chaladin, Kalte Mizbeach, that now the Emurim are going to be Lo Yerdu. And I could stem even with Rabbi Yeshua, which is more Geshmak, in the Bar Tanura, because the Bar Tanura paskind in the first Mishnah of the Perek, that halacha krab Yeshua, and then he goes in the next Mishnah and says, halon bein dam bein emurim. He just paskind like Rab Yeshua, so why is he saying halon bein dam bein emurim? It's not the end of the world. You could say like Davos Eison, that he means bein dam aliba drama gamliel. But lefize, it's more geshmak, that he's going within Rabbi Yeshua, Bein Dam, Legabe, that the Emurim have a Din La Yerdu, because it was Chal, a din Zrika on the Dam, Mi Din, Kalte Mizbeach, Lo Yekan Chenu, and therefore it's not considered Nishbach Dama, and therefore the Emurim are La Yerdu. The Fizeh, we can say that's what the Rambam means as well. When the Rambam says, in Halacha Zayin, Avokachem Shalonu, Bein Shalon Hadam, Oy Habasar, Oy HaEmurim, that there's a din of im olu lo yerdu, he doesn't mean the dam itself, but he means that if you made a zrik on the dam, it's chal a din of lo yikan chenu, a kalte mizbeach, it's chal a teira zrik on the dam, so now the emurin are lo yerdu, because it's not considered nishpach tama. So we answered up the three proofs that the achreinim are bringing, that Rav Chaim, that the Rambam paskins, like Rabban Gamliel, that we far emferd. The Raya from Klisharis Mekadosh Dam Pasul Likarev, we said that that's a separate din. The Raya from Malikas Zor Lo Yered, Oif Shamolkai Zor Lo Yered, that we answered that the Raman Paslins like Taisvis, that there's a Chilik Din Behema and Oif. By Oif, Rav Yehuda's maskim, as long as it's psulei b'kodesh, hakodesh mekabloi, and b'negeya the raya from lon hadam in halacha zayin, we're saying lon hadam means that if you made a zrika on dam that was lon, the emurin are lo yerdu, because there's a din of kalte mizbeach, even according to Rav Yeshua. This is the shita of Rav Achroinim, that the Rambam is paskining like Rav Yeshua. To fi'emfer the shita of Rav Chaim, that the Rambam means to paskin like Rav Gamliel, how to answer up the different rayas that the Achroinim brought, that the Rambam seems to paskin like Rav Yeshua, in Yitz Hashem, in the second chelik of the shir, we will discuss it. And B'nai Geya, Rav Shimon Shita, in the Mishnah on Pei Gimel Amar Aleph, the Rambam paskins in Halacha Yodalit Hazavach Apostol V'Hanesachim HaPsulim She'olu LaMizbeach Hazavach Lo Yered K'moshe B'Yarnim Apnei She'uroi Le'ishim V'Hanesachim Yerdu. The Rambam paskins like Rav Shimon that the Nesachim are Yerdu. When the Rambam says Nesachim over there, he's referring to the Minchas Nesachim. That although it's something that's Roi Le'ishim, but since it's not Bo B'Glal Atzma, it's Bo B'Glal Hazavach, so therefore it's Yered. He can't be referring to the Yayin, because the Yayin that the Rambam anyway paskined at the end of that halacha, v'chein nesachim ha-boyin b'fnei atzman sh'nifslu v'olu yerdu, even when they're boyin b'fnei atzman, they're yerdu, because they're not royal ishim. Al-Karchach, the nesachim of the Reisha of the Rambam, refers to the Minchas nesachim. And even though it's royal ishim, but since it's not Bo B'Glal Atzma, it's Bo B'Glal Hazavach, so therefore it has a din of Yerdu. May Inyan L'Inyan, Ba'oisai Inyan, we mentioned that Rav Chaim differentiates by the Zrikas Kol HaPsulim, besides for a Tame, between the Dam itself and the Karban. Legabe the Dam itself, there's a din of imolu layerdu. It's chal a toiras rika in the dam itself, but klape the carbon, there's no din zrika. Klape the carbon, it's nishbach dama. So too, Rav Chaim uses this yesod to answer a question that Tosfos on Daf Kufches Amud Aleph in Dibur Hamaskil Shchitas Laila poses. Tosfos asks that the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph at the bottom says Hazerek Miktsas Dam Bachutz is Chayiv. Frektosis that according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita that Yotza Dama is Tered. So how could there be a din that Hazerek Miktsas Dam Bachutz is Chayiv? But every time you do a Zrikas Chutz, it's Yotza Dama. If Yotza Dama is Tered, then it's Einoi Miskabel Bifnim. So how could there be a Chiyuv for Zrikas Chutz? Zokt Rav Chaim, that Lefi his Yisoid, it's very good. Because even though Rav Yehuda holds that Yotza Dama is Tered, but that just means that the Emurin are Yerdu. But Avada, the dam itself, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, has a din of him olo lo yered, because it's psulei b'kodesh. Just that the emurin have a din that if you made a zrikas hadam on dam that was yotzei, that zrika does not help lehatiron, and it's considered nishbach damai deyerdu. Because it's only a zrika in the dam itself, but not in the ikar hakarbon. The Hezber in Rav Chaim, Zokt the Sefer Zevach Yaakov on page Reish Samach Beis, very geschmack. Because we mentioned earlier in this year, Tosfos' question on Pei Dalet Amud Beis in Dibur HaMaskil Hagah, Yoitzei Sharei Yoitzei Kosher Bebama, that what's the pshat that Rav Yehuda only learns out that Yotzu Eimurim or Eivarim have of din of lo yerdu because yotze is kosher by bama. Why don't you say the same thing by yotze dama, that it should have a din of lo yered because it has a hechsher by bama? And Tosfos says that since dam is a matir,
So therefore, we're more machmir by dam that either you need a hechsher bifnim, or it need you can't you can only learn it out from something that's shaloi behechsheray, but you can't learn out shaloi behechsheray mi behechsheray, because since dam is a matir, it's more chomer. Zokt the zevach yakay very geschmack pshat in Reb Chaim that when it comes to the emurin, you want to know, is the zrikas yoytze going to be moil for the emurin, that it's considered that the carbon had a zrika. Legabe that, you need the dam to be a matir. You need the dam to tuif in the emurin. You need the dam to tuif in the carbon. Legabe that, we say, no, yotzadama is, you can't learn out from something that's not bifnim or something that's behechsherei bekach. But when it comes to the dam itself, that's no different than the emurin. Legabe the dam itself, legabe itself, it's not a matir. Why is it different than emurin? Therefore, Zokter of Chaim, that yes, hazoyrik mixas dam bachutz is chayev according to Rav Yehuda, because the dam itself has a din of imolo layeret. And in the Brisker Rav's own sefer of Rav Chaim, he was mitzayin on the gillion of Rav Chaim, the Taisvis in Menachas Daf Ovam Beis, that Mamish says this. Taisvis over there asks the Kasha, the same Kasha that we just mentioned, that if Rav Yehuda is machshir, a varim, and a murin that were yotzu, to give them a din of imalu lo yerdu, because shara yotze kasher bebama, frek Taisvis vim taimar, Shvare yotze de dam, kosher bebama, and yet utnan beperakam isvech mekadish, vishe yotzadama chutzla kloim le Rabbi Yehuda also lay teret. Fractisis, why does yotzadama have a din of him also lay teret? Aye, but it's kosher by bama, vyesh loimar de ho evorin vada yerdu. Aval hadam, enoi miskaneach mikoisle amisbeach. The evorim are yerdu, but the dam itself, you don't wipe it off the Kaisli HaMizbeach, and as a din, lo yikan chenu. So the Brisker Rav understood that Taisis is saying, Rav Chaim's Yisoy, that the dam itself has a din lo yerdu. Why does Taisis say a loshen of hadam, einoy miskaneach? The Minchas Avram, on page Tes, says, b'shem the Brisker Rav, that's because It's totally in the machlokes, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabban Gamliel, whether there's a din of imolu lo yerdu on dam. So Tosis used the lashon of hadam einay miskaneach because, according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's no din of imolu lo yerdu on dam. There's only a din of lo yikan chenu. But eino chanami, according to Rabban Gamliel, there'll be a din of imolu lo yerdu. L'chayra, the Brisker Rav means that according to Rabban Gamliel, if you'll be male a kais puzzle of dam that was yoytze, according to Rabban Gamliel, there'll be a din l'chatchila to be zayrikit. However, the Zevach Yaakov on page Ayin Ches brings B'Shem Rav Beryl that he said that according to Rav Chaim, that by yotza dama it's only a zrika in the dam and not in the carbon. He says it's mistaver that there would be no din l'chatchila to be zayrik dam that was nifsal b'yotzei, that you were male in a kais on the mizbeach. Since through this zrika, it won't be niskayim any zrika in the carbon, so there's no din to make such a zrika l'chatchila. And Lufi, the way he's learning, then it's more geschmack, the lashon of Taisus of hadam einay miskaneach mikaisle amizbeach. That's true, even according to Rabban Gamliel, since in this case there's no din to be zayriket lechatchila. Now it's kedai to point out that if you put together our mahalach in the Rambam and this shtikl Rab Chaim, it will come out that you have to be mechalik between lon hadam and yotza dama. By lon hadam, we're saying in the Rambam that the emurim are lo yerdu. Why? Because although the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yeshua that you need roi le'ishim, but since Rabbi Yeshua is moide that if the dam was nizrak, there's a din of loyikan chenu that kalte mizbeach, so it's chal, a din zrika in the carbon that now it's not considered nishbach dama and the imurin are loyerdu. Yet, when it comes to yotze, the Rambam in Halacha Zayin just says, v'zevach sheyotza chutz la'azorei shenitma, he doesn't say like he said by lon. By lon, he said, avokachem shelonu, bein shelon hadam, oy habasar, oy ha'emurim. But by yotze, he says, v'zevach sheyotza chutz la'azorei shenitma, he doesn't say bein dam, bein emurim. Because the Rambam just paskin in Halacha Vav, like Rabbi Yehuda, that nishchata balayla or nishbach dama oisha yotza, meaning yotza dama imolas teiret. So that means that by yotza dama the emurim are going to be yerdu. Now we have to understand why. What's the chilik between lon hadam that has a din of kalte mizbeach that we say that makes it not be considered nishbach dama, but by yotza dama hagam that Rav Chaim is telling us that there is a din, that the dam itself is lo yerein, but yet, legabi the carbon, it's considered nishbach. Maishna, Rabbi Yeshua's halacha, that when there's a din, kalte mizbeach, it's considered a zrika in carbon, but by yotza dama, it's not a zrika in carbon. The teretz is that when it comes to lon dama, where the Gemara explained on Pei Dalet Amid Beis that it's considered that it has a hechsher b'makay macher, like the Gemara said, m'plei ma'amru lon b'dam kosher, shaharei lon kosher b'emurin, which we're teaching to mean, how come by lon b'dam, the emurin are kosher? That's because lon is kosher. By emurin, there's a din im olu lo yerdu on the emurin. So that means it has a hechsher b'makay macher bifnim, and it has a hechsher b'makay macher, so to speak, by a case that shaloi b'hechsheroi. So we're learning out shaloi b'hechsheroi from shaloi b'hechsheroi. That you could learn out even by a dam hamatir. So it has a din to be matir. It has a din of a dam hamatir. Aye, Rabbi Shua holds that there's no din emolu lo yerdu on dam, yeah. But there's the din kalte. So al yedei, the din of kalte, it's chal azrika in the dam hamatir, and therefore, it's poyel on the emurin. It's considered a zrika in carbon, and it's not a nishbach dama. Masha enkein, by yotze, where the whole hechsher b'makei macher is by bama, and Bama is Hechsheroi Bekach, and it's not Bifnim. So when it comes to as Dam Hamatir, on that you can't learn out from Hechsher Bachutz, and when it's Hechsheroi Bekach. So therefore, it's only Klapei the Dam itself that it's considered a Zrika, but not Legabe the Carbon. Therefore, the Emurin are Yerdu. Next Inyan. Rav Shimon says a klal that kol shepsulei b'kodesh hakodesh mekabloi lohiya psulei b'kodesh ein hakodesh mekabloi. What does psulei b'kodesh mean? It's a three-way machlokes rishonim. Rashi learns psulei b'kodesh is mishabos la'azara nifsala. Tosis over here in Dibur HaMaskil kol shepsulei b'kodesh, and also on daf samaches amid beis Dibur HaMaskil Omar says She'ira la'achar shchita v'niskadesh b'kli. A psul that happened after shchita, after it was niskadesh with the kli, that's called psulei b'kodesh. Tosfos on Samaches Amud Beis in Dibur HaMaskil Amar Rav in the Haggah has a third pshat that kol shepsulei b'kodesh means kol shepsulei kosher ba'alma b'kodesh. It means something that has a hechsher b'makay macher. Rav Shimon holds, as long as it has a hechsher b'makay macher, That's called Kol Shepsunei Bakaydish. Just that Rav Shimon's Hechsher B'Makei Macher is more inclusive than Rav Yehuda's Hechsher B'Makei Macher and Amud Beis. Rav Shimon holds that even Yotzah Dama is also Yeshle Hechsher B'Makei Macher because it's Kosher B'Bama, and Nishchat HaBalayla is good because Laila has a Hechsher by a Varim Uptarim. But the Yisoid of Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda are all one Yisoid that we're looking for Hechsher B'Makei Macher, just that they're arguing how far the Hechsher B'Makei Macher goes. Now, on Rashi's Pshat, that Kol Shepsulei B'Kodesh means a psul that happened after it came into the Azara, the Shita Mekubetzes in Ois Hei says that Loi Nehira, because Revea V'Nirva Milo Yaskinon B'Azara Nami, are we not talking about also where it was Revea V'Nirva in the Azara? L'chayra, according to Rashi, since it was Revea V'Nirva in the Azara, so it already was Mishabos La'Azara Nifsala, it should come out, it should have a din of Lo Yerdu. It's a Gvaldige Chiddush. Taisus asks the same question on Samech Chesem and Beis, Dira Maschul Amarav. So Rabbeinu wanted to say that Be'emes, even according to Taisus that says that Psulei Bakodesh means that the Psul happened after it was Nishchat, you can also ask the same question. Because you can have a case where it was Nirva Lachar Shchita, when it was still Mifarcheses. Because Mifarcheses Arehu Kechaya, when it's still jumping around after the Shchita, it's Mifarcheses, it's still considered Kechaya. And if it's Nirva Lachar Shchita, L'chaira, that should be called Psulei Bakodesh. Elamai, what do you have to say? That it's not Tolei in Zman. Rather, Psulei Bakodesh means a psul that's not shayich except after Shchita. Lafuke Revea V'Nirva, which is shayich even Kodem Shenishchat. So, Ibazo, you could say the same thing in Rashi, that it's not Tolei in Zman. Rather, Psulei Bakodesh means a psul that's not shayich except after it came into the Azara. Lafuke Revea V'Nirva, that shayich even before it came into the Azara. But Avada, even if it happened after it came into the Azara, but still, since it's not a psul that is not shayich till after it came into the Azara, it's a psul that shayich even before it came into the Azara, such a psul is Yerdu. The Lashon Rashi is more a mashma that's totally in this man. When did it happen? Before it came into the Azara or after? But Rav Beryl saying a chiddush to be miyashiv the Shita and Tosis' question on Rashi, that Rashi doesn't mean that it's totally in this man, but rather a psul that's not shayich till after it came into the Azara, that has a din of Lo Yerdu. Now, B'negeya, this that Tosis says that it's a psul that happened after Shchita and it was niskadish in the Kli, Tosis on Samech Chesem and Bey says the same thing. It's Tzarech Bir, because L'chaira, it's not totally at all in Kiddush Kli, but rather it's totally in this that an Avodah was done in it. And it's muchach like that, L'chaira, because by Eifis, it's called Psulei Bakodesh, as long as the Psul happened La'achar Malika, even though over there's no Kiddush Kli, but the Vart is that it was Nasis Ba'avodah. And the Lashon of the Shita Mekubetzes over here in Ois Hei is Taka Mefurish like that. Because the Shita over here in Ois Hei goes like Tosfos, second Pshat on Daf Samech Chesem and Beis, that Psulei Bakodesh means that Yeshlei Hechsher B'Makei Macher, and he asks, very good, by Nishchata B'Laila, it has a Hechsher because Kol HaLaila K'Sheira Leivarim Uptarim. And Yotza Dama has a Hechsher B'Makei Macher by Bama. But Nishbach Dama, where does it have a Hechsher B'Makei Macher? Why is Rav Shimon Machsher by Nishbach Dama? V'yeshloi marzok t'shita d'dafka gabe shchita b'alayla tzorch sheyehelo hechsher b'mokei macher l'fisha dayin loy nasa ba avoida behechsher, because there was no avoida done with it behechsher. V'im loy hoiso lehechsher b'mokei macher loy hoya machsher Rav Shimon avol nishpach doma shekvar nishchita behechsher ki aigavno kori lo shaper psuloi b'kodesh. Zokt v'shita, now, when do you need that it has a Hechsher B'Makei Macher? That's where there was no Avoida done in it behechsher yet. Like by Nishkata Balayla, there was a psul gleich in the Shechita. But by Nishpach Dama, where it was already Nishkata Behechsher, so that's Avada called Psulei Bakaydish. In other words, even that pshat that learns that Psulei Bakaydish means Hechsher B'Makay Macher is maskim that even when you don't have a Hechsher B'Makay Macher, but if you have the fact that it was Nasis B'Avayda Behechsher, that's also good. But Al Kopanim, you see in the Lashon of the Shita Mekubetzes that the Nakuda is that Avayda was done in it Behechsher. He doesn't say that the Kiddush Sakin. That's not the Nakuda. The Nakuda is Avayda Behechsher. This is a Ha'ara on Taisvis shot by us and Taisvis first Mahalach on Nafsamach Esamid Beis that Taisvis kvetches the Kiddush Sakin. L'chayra, you see from Malika that once it's Nasis Ba Avoidas Malika, it's considered Psulei Bakaydish, Hagam, that it doesn't have Kiddush Sakin. So L'chayra, the Nakuda is not the Kiddush Sakin. The Nakuda is that it was Nasis Ba Avoida Behechsher. This is a bit of a Tzarachin, which Rav Avram Yeshua Shteldan in Shir. Next Inyan. Taisis on Peidalet Amid Beis, which starts on Peidalet Amid Aleph, Dibra Maschel Hanitonin, towards the end of Taisus, clears a Yisaidistika Shaila within Shitas Rab Shimon. Taisus, we mentioned, says on Amud Aleph that the Yisaid of Psulei Bakaydish means She'ira La'achar Shchita Sheniskadish Bekli. That the Yisaid of Psulei Bakaydish is that it happened after Shchita already had Kiddush Kli, or like the Shita says, that it already had an Avoida Behechsher. Taisus clears, according to Rab Shimon, is it enough that it just had Shechita, or maybe it needs Kabbalah as well? When Rav Shimon says that Nishpach Damos Lo Yered, does he even mean Nishpach Kaidem Kabbalah? Nishpach Min Hatzavar Shel HaBehema La'aretz? Even then, it's considered Psulei Bakaydish? Or does he just mean Nishpach Dama after it had a Kabbalah? But Mishum Shchita Levadoi Shenasa Behechsher LaYichashvenu Psulei Bakaydish. Maybe because of Shchita alone, that's not enough to be considered Psulei Bakaydish. And Tosis says, according to that Sad, that it needs a Kabbalah Behechsher as well, then it would come out that Rav Shimon would be Moida by any Puzzle which doesn't have a Hechsher B'Makay Macher. If such a Puzzle would make a Kabbalah, since the Kabbalah is nothing, Rav Shimon would be moida that the halacha is teired. According to Rashi, that says that Psulei Bakaydish means that Mishabos Lazara Nifsala Avada, as long as this is a psul that had to do with the Avoida, it's Psulei Azara, it's a psul that's only Shayach Nachdem that it came into the Azara. Avada, it's considered Psulei Bakaydish. And it's lo yerdu. But according to Taisus, that says that Psulei Bakaydish means that it already had an Avoida Behechsher. Claire Taisus, maybe it's not enough that it had Shechita Behechsher. Maybe it also needs Kabbalah. You see from Taisus HaYisoid that the Minchas Avram points out on Amud Yud Gimel that Kabbalah is not just an avoida in the dam, but rather Kabbalah is considered an avoida that was nasis in the carbon, and therefore, as long as it wasn't nasa in the carbon avoidas Kabbalah, it's not considered Psulei Bakaydish. Taisus is talking about: is there a din on the emurin that the emurin should be lo yerdu? Zok Taisus, maybe the emurin only have a din lo yerdu if the carbon didn't only have a Shechita, but the carbon also had a Kabbalah. And then if it's Nishpach Dama, the Emurin have a Din Lo Yerdu. But if it was Nishpach Kaidim Kabbalah, the Emurin are Yerdu. You see from Taisvis that Kabbalah is not just an Avoida that's done in the Dam itself, but rather it's an Avoida in the carbon. And therefore there's a Svara to say that maybe the Emurin only have a Din Lo Yerdu when the carbon had more of a Hechsher, that it didn't just have a Shechita, but rather it also had a Kabbalah. Comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger
and he asks a tzarechi and gadol from the Gemara later on daf kuf ches amad aleph and daf kuf yud aleph amad beis. It's mavur in the Gemara over there that Rabbi Omar kibla b'kalichay lika beinayu, that according to Rav Shimon, by kibla b'klichayl, since there's a din of lo yered, it's called psulei b'kaydir, so there's going to be a chi of chutz. The Pashim Shad in the Gemara over there is referring to the Emurin, and it means that let's say one was mekabel the dam in a klichayl, and then he was mala the Emurin of that carbon b'chutz, according to Rav Shimon, that there's a din of lo yered on those emurin, so there's going to be a chi of chutz. Frekta b'kiva eger, so you have a mefurish gemara that says that according to Rav Shimon, there's a din lo yered on the emurin, even though it was kibla b'kli chayil. Kibla b'kli chayil is like nishbach min hatzavar shel hapar al aritzba, because there was no kabbalah n'kli shares. So, and how could Tosfos have a suffix that Nishbach Menat Savor is going to have a din that the Emur and Aryerdut, some Mefurish and Gemara on Kufches Nishtazai? And he blibes Tzarechi and Gadol. Rav Beryl wanted to say a Chiddush that Tosfos doesn't mean that Dafka by Nishbach Lachar Kabbalah, Rav Shimon holds that there's Lo Yerdu. The Iker Kavanah of Tosfos is that it's not enough with the Shechita Levada Shanasis Behechsher. We need something else as well. What is that? Zakrav Beryl, either Kabbalah or Azrika. And then Rav Shimon holds Lo Yerdu, meaning, either if it was Nishbach Achar Kabbalah, even if it wasn't Nizrak Libesayf, or if it was Nishbach Kaidim Kabbalah, but Libesayf, you were Ma'asif the Dam from the floor, from the Ritzpah, and it was Nizrak. If you have either Shechita with Kabbalah or Shechita with Zrika, then Rav Shimon holds that there's a lo yerdu on the Emurin. The Fizeh, Zakra Bera, when the Gemara says later on Daf Kuf Ches, Kibla B'Klichay Lika Beinayu, that there's a Chiyuv, Haloas Chutz, on the Emurin, it's talking by Kibla B'Klichay, and then he was Zayrik, that Dam Bifnim. So since, even though it was Nishbach, Minatzavar didn't have a kosher Kabbalah, but since Libesayf, the dam was Nizrak, so the carbon had a Shechita with a Zrika, so now there's a Chiyuv Haloas Chutz on the Emurin, because those Emurin would have a Din Lo Yerdu, they're Ru'uyin Lehiskabel Bifnim, and therefore there's a Chiyuv Haloas Chutz. So there's a few chidushim in what Rav Beryl is saying. Number one, that Tosfos lav dafka needs shechita with Kabbalah. The Iker Nekuda is two avodas. It could be a shechita with a zrika as well. And Beis, a tzveita chiddush, that even a zrika of dam that was never niskabel, behechsher, it's nishbach min atzavar, even a zrika on such a dam is considered that the carbon had Azrika, that it's considered that there were two avoidas done in this carbon. One could have said, dam that was nishbach, never had a Kabbalah, that's Rika's a zero. It's nothing. No, Zakra Beryl, it has episode Taira Azrika, that now it's considered that the carbon had two avoidas done in it, that the Emurin could have a din layerdu. And number three, the Ikimta in the Gemara on Daf Kufres, that Kibla B'Klichayl means that there was a Kabbalah b'klichayl, but there was a zrika done bifnim, and therefore there's a din lo yerdu on the emurin. So if he would be mala those emurin b'chutz, since the ruin lehiskabel bifnim, there would be a chiyuv haloas chutz. That mahalach of Rav Beryl is, if you learn the Gemara like the Pashup Shat, that the issue is b'negea the emurin. However, the Rambam in Perek Yudches Mehilchos Maaser Karbonos Halacha Yud Zayin and Tosfos on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis and Soif Dibur HaMaschil E both say that the issue in the Gemara by Kibla B'Kli Chayil is B'negea the dam itself. If he was Mekabel, the dam in a Kli Chayil,
and then he was mala, he was zoyrik, that dam bachutz, according to Rav Shimon, the halacha is that that's called psulei b'kodesh, akodesh mekabloi, that there's a chiyuv chutz. So A, you see from the Rambam and Tosis that it's not considered kamatzim shalei kitchu b'kli. Rav Shimon is moida that kamatzim shalei kitchu b'kli has a din to be yered. That's the din of the Mishnah on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. So how could there be a chiyuv chutz on this dam? So that we mentioned in the shir on Daf Pei Gimel, that by dam it's not considered kamatzim shalei kitchu b'kli. According to the Shita Mekubet says that the Nakuda of Kmatzim Shlei Kitchu Bekli is because it wasn't Niskadish Achar Shehuvrar. By Dam, we're Gleich with the Kiddush Sakin, it's Huvrar. So already by the Kiddush Sakin, it was Niskadish Achar Shehuvrar. You don't need the second Kiddush. And according to Rashi, the Nakuda of Kmatzim Shlei Kitchu Bekli is because it's felt in the whole Huvrar Lechelik Avoya, because the Matan Kli is a Gemar in the Kmitza. So then, by Dam, where it's its own entity, the Dam is Oymid Bifnei Atzmai, it's right away Hovrar, so weiter, you don't have that Chisaren. But, what do we do with this Chisaren, that Tosis is saying by us, that you need the Shechita and the Kabbalah in order to be considered Psulei Bakaydish? Means, you're right, you don't have the problem of Einoi Roy, of the Mishnah on Pei Gimel, but we have the Mishnah on Pei Dalet, that there's a din of Psulei Bakaydish, and Tosis is clearing in one side that in order to be called Psulei Bakaydish, you need Shechita and Kabbalah. So how could it be Kibla B'Klichol, Yechayiv, on the Zrikas Dam Bachutz? And you can't answer Alderach what Rav Chaim said by Yotza Dama, that even though Rav Yehuda holds that by Yotza Dama, the Emurin are Yerdu, but the Dam itself is Lo Yered, so maybe you'll say the same thing by Psul Nishbach, Aliba de Rav Shimon, that even though Tosis is saying that by Nishbach Dama, the Emurin are Lo Yerdu, but maybe the Dam itself is Lo Yered, you can't say that. Because Rav Beryl Nemdon, for a Dover Pashit, that Nishbach is different. Even though by Yotzodomer Rav Chaim said that the dam itself is lo Yered, but by Nishbach, Avada, the dam is Yered. And the Svara L'Chaira is that by Yotzodomer, Tosis already asked the Kasha, L'Chaira has Hechsher B'Mokai Macher. So why does Rav Yehuda say that it's Zok Tosis, but by dam, which is a matir, over there you can't learn out from a place that's achsherei bekach. That's only b'nei geya being a zrika in carbon to be poil a heter in the emurin. But b'nei geya, the dam itself, avad, it's not different than the emurin, that we say that it's loyered. But when it comes to Nishbach, Kodim Kabbalah, Nishbach Menatzavar, Bein L'Rav Yehuda, Bein L'Rav Shimon, the din should be, even L'Gabi, the dam itself, that it should be Yered. According to Rav Yehuda, because it doesn't have a Hechshu B'Mokai Macher. So Avad, it should be Yered. And according to Rav Shimon, that Tosis is clearing, that maybe in order to be called Psulei B'Kodesh, it's not enough that you had the Avoida of Shechita, but you also need to have the Avoida's Kabbalah to have a shame of Psulei B'Kodesh. So the same way that's a Svara Legabe the Emurin, that should be a Svara in the Dam also. If the Dam was not Niskabel yet, so it shouldn't have a shame Psulei B'Kodesh, that should be a Svara that even the Dam itself should be Yered. So how could the Gemara say that Kibla B'Kli Choyl, according to Rav Shimon, is Lo Yered? Zokta Minchas Avram on page Yud Dalet, that we could explain the Gemara that we're talking about a case where Lo Eilam, he was Mekabel Dam in a Kli Shores, and it was Neskayim, Da Avodas Kabbalah in the carbon. But he was also Mekabel Dam in a Kli Choyl. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that even Yotza Dama is Tered, where the dam had a psul lefnei zrika, there's a din to be Tered. So, Nishpach Dama, this dam that was Niskabel in a Kli Chol, that dam has a psul of Nishpach of Daf Chaf Hei. It was Nishpach Menatzaver, never had a proper Kabbalah. So this dam is puzzle. So what do I care that the carbon, Bechlolius, had a Kabbalah done in a different Klisharis? But this dam itself was Nishpach. So this dam is puzzle, has a din to be Tered. Masha'enken, according to Rav Shimon, since the carbon Bechlolius had a Kabbalah, because I did a Kabbalah in a different Klisharis, so that means the carbon had a shechita and a kabbalah done. It had two avodas done. Now I was mekabel other dam and a kli chayil. So this dam has a din of lo yered. So if one goes and is zayrik, this dam that was neskabel bekli chayil bachutz, he's going to be chayiv because it's royally eskabel befnim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.